So we were speaking yesterday about jealousy. We discussed a case that I think may talk to a lot of people, which is Dr. Z, is that you? I seem to remember that Motorola. Yes, it is. Okay, good. Nice to see you. You think you could hide behind Motorola? I remember that. You're on mute, but
Sorry. Yeah, we're leaving tomorrow.
from where to where?
From North Miami Beach to Sarasota.
Oh, you're back in North Miami Beach. Okay,
Yeah,
fine.
just till tomorrow. We just got back late Wednesday.
About Kina, and we discussed yesterday a very interesting scenario, which is where somebody. We tend to think maybe jealousy has to do with that I want what he has. But what if what he has is not shaykhus to you? We give a few examples, right? Let's say me and my friend are both looking for a job, but I'm an attorney as an accountant. But we've been in the same boat for a while. All of a sudden, he got a job and I don't. Am I happy for him with my full happiness? Yeah, why not? Or at the end, it bites me a little bit. Like Lamai, so I didn't get it, and he got it. I still don't have a job, and he has one. I think they could be fully happy for him. So if you can be fully happy for him, that's great. But if not, there's a certain inyan that it brings up your tsar, and therefore, that's also a type of kinah. That's also to some degree a form of jealousy to a degree which is not, it's not a mass major degree, but there is a degree that it's a form of jealousy. So, now, okay, great. Now, however, he says, Mr. Sharm says, he says, people that are not naki from kina will tend to have these bad feelings. I cannot be at full peace with someone else's success. It's very difficult. However, lu yedu, if they would only know, velu yavinu, and they would only understand. You cannot take away from him anything which he deserves. That kol kasher, that kol me Hashem. Everything comes from Hashem. Who kifiat tzasoyan iflaw, according to what Hashem had preordained, v'chachmasa built in Nedas, and the endless wisdom of Hashem. He knew la'hoyolam tamli etzar. There would not be any reason to be upset. B'toyvasra'em, in the good of their friend. Klal at all. V'humashiyed lanu anavi alazmano asid. And this was going to happen in the times of Mashiach, since everyone will have for the full good. Jealousy. And people understand that they are getting the full good, and they will not be jealous of anyone else. No one will look down at someone else's tzar. Someone that's matzliach will not have to be hidden from other people. So now, if you think about it, we're in the 3 weeks. So there's a whole other element when the Golus happens. What happens in the Golus is that it causes us to be unhappy with our portion, with our lot, and therefore it breeds jealousy. When people don't have enough, and people don't have what they want, then people tend to get jealous. So the gullus, amongst other things, breeds jealousy. That's the pasuk said. When Mashiach comes, people will be satisfied with what they have. People will come to the realization that what they have is great, and that alone will bring them to a tremendous level of peace of mind. The who. And this achieves shalom v'shalva shalom malachi asharis. We'll be in serenity and peace with each other like angels. Everyone's satisfied. Each isha on koyma ve'ein echad miskane v'chaver. A klal. No one is jealous of each other. Ki kulam yoidim ha'emes la'amitoy va'alizim al ha'toyv asher b'yodam u'smeichim b'chelkam. Everyone's happy in their chelik and their portion, and they are alizim al ha'toyv. They're very happy on the goodness asher b'yodam u'smeichim b'chelkam. V'sireh, and you should notice. You should see ki achoyis hakina hi achemda v'ha'tayva. The sister of jealousy is desire. Now, why is that? Because it's the same idea. If a person can be satisfied with their portion, then they don't need anything more outside themselves. They're happy with what they have. But if they're constantly looking over their shoulder, and constantly looking to what, see what other people have, and constantly unhappy with their own, then that's going to breed an unhealthy, dissatisfaction, I guess, with what they have, which means they always want more, and that's going to be a taiva. It's going to bring a taiva. Halo yami agas leva adam adyei moisai, and taiva and chemda, which is the desire to have that which you don't have. Can drag a person through the mud for their whole life. And there's two types of talk of there's two types of main chemda. Chemda, right? Two types of things.
Chemda is
like, it's not a desire in the sense, like a physical sense. It's more like, stature. Chemda, I want money. Chemda describes money. So there's two types of chemdas, wanting money and wanting kavod. And the main thing is that the reason a person wants that money is one thing about that money that makes him want it. You know what it is? That he doesn't have it yet. The second he has it, then there's something else that he doesn't have. He's going to want that. It wasn't necessarily that thing that he wanted. There's a certain, if a person has that midah, I want something, I want that. Why? Because I think that's going to get me happy. It means you're not achieving inner happiness. Well, you think you're getting happiness from that thing. But when you get that, you're not going to be happy either. Because an outside thing can never make you happy. You can only achieve happiness from within. So therefore, if you think that what's going to make you happy is that item, when you get that, there's going to be the next thing. Oh, that didn't work. Well, why didn't that work? It didn't work because it wasn't about that. The reason you weren't happy is because you're not happy with yourself. It's because you can't achieve an inner happiness. Inner happiness comes from a shlemus. Shlemus means I have everything I need. So therefore, a person by definition will not die having fulfilled their tchemda.
Tchemda is desire.
Yeah, tchemda is basically, it's not sustain. It's not fillable. Because it's filling a vacuum.
Does everybody have that?
I mean, you could satisfy it by being internally grateful and happy and satisfied. But the minute that I'm not satisfied, then an outside thing will not make you satisfied. Very few wealthy people just stop working because they have enough money to live on for the rest of their life. It just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. No, you know more people like that than I do. These guys, they're always on to the next thing. Because it was never about the money. It was about getting more. So there's always more to get. So the satisfaction and the simcha has to come from within, not from the outside. If you think it's going to come from the outside, you're never going to get it. And that's really what he's saying here. Okay, and this goes on two things, which is a chiddush here now. It goes on two things. It goes on money and kavod. Money, I hear. Kavod is a little bit more delicate. Whoa, that's a chiddush. If a person's desperate for kavod, they're never going to be happy not getting it. Why is that a bigger chiddush? It's a little bit of a bigger chiddush because I don't know, maybe covered is something that you feel like eventually you get it. I guess not.
Yes, Rockefeller, who at that time was the richest man in the world. How much do you need? When's it over? Because how much do you really want? Is just a little bit more.
Okay, we'll stop a minute too early for those who have to get married.